Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Charles Barkley had a pretty interesting thing to say about the New York Knicks. I'll tell you what, man. I want to get into that real quick, because it brings up a question about Andy Reid as well. But this was Charles Barkley calling the Knicks dumb.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
He's not wrong.
It's unbelievable, really.
Essentially, to give it an analogy, the Knicks quit their job and didn't have an interview anywhere else.
That's right.
I'm all for people wanting to get a different job, but the minute you quit your job, like, what are you going to do now? I'll figure it out. No, you won't.
No, you won't. No.
You'll fall into something, hopefully. But, yeah, that's what the Knicks did. They just, and again, by the way, if you missed it, the Pacers win last night. They're up 2-1.
Yeah, how about that, right?
Halliburton, one rebound away from a triple-double. Almost called my shot yesterday with you and Drew. Yeah, that's insane. Now, what do you say? Three people have turned down the job?
Well, yeah, Jason. Well, they haven't turned down the job. The teams have rejected them, right? It's like you're dating somebody, but man, over here is the most beautiful woman in the world, and she's got a guy. Yeah. You ask the guy, can I date your girl? No, you cannot date my girl. We're not doing this. They've gone after Jason Kidd, Ime Udoka, and Chris the guy, Finch. Yeah, Chris Finch up in Minnesota. And they've been rejected all three times.
And now,
right?
I guess now four. Yesterday went for Quinn Snyder in Atlanta.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, and Trae Young quote tweeted the report and said, like, hell nah, with a laughing face.
They're going after Quinn Snyder now, got rejected
please.
By Quinn. Oh, that would be the greatest thing ever. God.
Can Quinn handle New York?
Yeah, man, I love Quinn. I really did. I mean, I'm going to tell you, some of the best time we had meeting people in sports, Quinn Snyder is top of the list. Like, so much fun with that guy. He got it from this aspect of things, right? Love that guy.
Oh, he had fun.
Oh, he did, man. He had a time. Where was I going to go with that? So Quinn Snyder's now rejected them. Jay Wright's told them no.
Yep.
You made this decision thinking now that you made the Eastern Conference Finals, you could just go out there and do whatever you want and throw your new you-know-whats on the table and say, okay, let's go. We're the Knicks. And everybody else is like, yeah, we don't care. We're not giving you permission. They're going after people that are taken right now. Now, I know Meta World Peace was on WFAN, our sister station, pleading for the job. I don't know that that works necessarily when you go do something like that. He would take the job right about now. Tom Thibodeau's available. You could go hire him to be the guy. Mark Malone is available, or whatever that guy, Mike Malone. From Denver. But somebody had said early in this process, don't count on him being a candidate. But now that everybody else has said no, I mean, and how do you introduce this guy, too? Here's Mike Malone, our seventh choice. You know,
exactly.
You cannot, if you're the Knicks, go, this is the guy we wanted all along. Nobody's buying that. And so you had no plan.
Or you have Post Malone, Carl Malone, like, introduce Mike Malone.
Mike Malone, yes. Yeah, you could do something like Six that. Yeah, yeah.
The mailman's going to deliver you some information, but first, here's Post Malone. Oh, by the way, I need some help. Here's Mike Malone for your head coach.
And so all these teams are calling around and asking, you know, like, or the Knicks are calling all these teams and asking, can we have your coach? And somebody tweeted to a talk show host in Minneapolis that says, Rudy Gobert for Steve Kerr straight up. Is this ridiculous, right? I don't know how you guys would feel about that trade. Rudy Gobert for Steve Kerr. Seems team's good on the surface, you get a great coach, they get a great player, right? Like, hey, let's go.
He gets Clay back.
And so I was asking you guys, let's say this is, you know, shoes reversed, this is the NFL, teams are calling for Andy Reid. Is there one player in the NFL that you would be willing to trade for Andy Reid? Because my answer is a flat out no. Yeah. There is not one player in the NFL that is more valuable than Andy Reid.
The only player that is on the Chiefs.
And that's a good answer to that question. Yeah. Would, if he was on the Titans right now, would you trade Andy Reid for Patrick Mahomes with the Titans? Because I don't think Patrick Mahomes is the same Patrick Mahomes without Andy Reid.
I would think about it with more logic than I am right now. Like if Mahomes
Let's say Josh Allen was our quarterback.
I still think we'd have at least two Super Bowls.
Yeah, I think so too.
Said Joe Burrow. I think we'd have at least two Super Bowls.
Yeah, and that's the value of Andy Reid, and that's why. And this that's not a hot take. There is no player in the NFL that is more valuable than Andy Reid, at all, anywhere. Because the three of us emphatically didn't even have to think about it. No, we're not trading Andy Reid, and that tells you there is not one player in this league that is more valuable to a team than what Andy Reid is to the Kansas City Chiefs. He may be the most valuable figure in all of the NFL. The owners will say Roger Goodell because he negotiates great TV contracts. But for me, Andy Reid is the most valuable entity in the NFL right now. And we're so damn lucky that we have him here in Kansas City. Imagine teams calling Brett Veach. Hey, would you be interested in trading? What are you going to give me? Like, there's literally nothing out there where you could get up there if you're Clark Hunt and say, we've traded Andy Reid for where the fan base would be on board, right? There's nobody out there that you could trade that would make this team better than when Andy Reid has them right now. That's how good Andy Reid is. And that's what the Knicks gave up on. Not Andy, but a really good basketball coach.
Really good coach.
And now they're stuck without a plan. And now they have nothing. Because it would be like trading Andy Reid. Nagy had already taken a job somewhere else. Spags is retired. Yeah. Is Tube going to coach the team? No, he's done. He wants no part of this. Where are you going to go? Well, we traded Andy Reid because we got Justin Jefferson. Who's coaching the team? You know that guy in New England that was good? Josh McDaniels? We're going to bring him in. That's what you're looking at, right? Or you know, Tyreek Hill throws his hat into the ring and says he'll be the coach of the Chiefs. Or, you know, like better world peace. You know, I'm just trying to think of somebody that's out there. So that's what this would be like. You traded Andy Reid. You got, say, Justin Jefferson back in return. Who's coaching the Chiefs? Didn't think that far ahead. Would never happen here. But Andy Reid's the most valuable entity in the NFL. There's nothing worth trading for Andy Reid. Unless you're going to trade your franchise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'll give you my entire franchise if you give us Andy Reid. Fine. So now I own two teams? Great.
How many first-round picks would you take?
I wouldn't. Because first-round picks, all picks are hit and miss.
There's a limit, right? There's a line.
Because, I mean, if you...
If it's 20, where this
conversation like balloons out of proportion is that you would say, well, let's say that the worst team in football next year is the New Orleans Saints. Okay, well, I'm going to trade Andy Reid to the Saints for 5 first-round picks. The problem is you might get a pretty good first-round pick the first year, but if you trust in the logic that he has Andy Reid and what he can do to franchises, that team will then start to win 10, 11, 12 games by the years 3, 4, and 5.
Right.
And that first-round pick is now 31st, 32nd, right. 31st, whatever.
Yep.
Because it always reminds me of the Dick Vermeil situation in Kansas City. Right?
Dick Vermeil is still pissed the Chiefs had to give up picks for him. he's the worst trade they ever made.
Had to give up a second, a third-round pick.
Yeah.
Compensatory pick for Dick Vermeil. And they had to pay the Rams like $500,000.
And they had to give something up for Trent Green, too. So
had to give up Washington. Or he wasn't Washington.
No,
Trent Green. Because that was the year Rodney Harrison blew Trent Green's knee up.
Yeah. I think they gave up a second for Trent, if I'm not mistaken, at that point.
The Chiefs agreed to give the Rams their second round pick in 2001 draft and Washington's third round pick in 2002, which the Chiefs had acquired from the Redskins at the time. They also agreed to reimburse the Rams $500,000 they had paid Vermeil as a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we'll take your old coach that retired that took you to the Super Bowl. We're going to give you $500K and a second round pick.
and then a third round pick in the future, and we want your quarterback too.
Right.
And we're going to turn it into the best offense. Worth it.
Worth it. 100% worth every penny. Yeah. Every penny. Yeah. Every penny. It was so good. Oh, it was so fun. Man. God, it was great.
0-2-0-4, man. Best 3 years of my life.
I'm going to tell you something, man. And look, I formed lifelong relationships with these people. It was great. I loved it. You know, it was fantastic watching that offense play. I mean, my God, just wish they would have invested a little bit on the defense. But, you know, back to the original thing, like you can't get rid of good coaches. And good coaches make all the difference in the world because there aren't many.
What about Veach?
I wouldn't trade him either. I don't think there's nothing I would trade for Brett Veach. And if you're Brett Veach, you got a good here. You go anywhere else, now you're the guy, right? Mm-hmm. The spotlight will be on you. Spotlight on Brett Veach right now. It's all about Andy Reid. Anything that happens with the team, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. He's
who,
third
Brett,
fiddle.
Who? Oh, he's the fifth best GM behind everybody who's never won before, right? Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, never.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What happened? Never would happen.
816 said, I heard the Knicks were going for Gottlieb.
Ah! You get the week off.
Fantastic.
Gottlieb called the Knicks and told them how to do the coaching search. Yes, that's what it was. Here's how you do this thing. You don't fire the guy until you have the guy. Nice plan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.